Squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Oh boy, do we have a treat for you tonight here in the Twin Valley League. A battle for first place here in Centralia as the Panthers take on the Frankfurt Wildcats, as these two teams are currently tied atop the Twin Valley League standings. And Frankfurt girls are 6-1 on the season. As for Centralia, they haven't lost yet in league play. They are currently 5-0 and riding an 11-game win streak. Well, looking at Frankfurt, what they've done recently, they are currently on a 5-game winning streak since their last loss coming in the Twin Valley League Tournament quarterfinals. And they have won all of those games in that 5-game winning streak by 13 or more points, with only one of those being less than 15 as well. In the TBL tournament, they placed 5th after losing to Hanover in the quarterfinals. They then defeated Axel in the consolation semifinal round, then defeated Donovan West in the 5th place game. And as for Centralia, they won the whole thing, of course. They are now ranked number 3 in the latest Kansas Basketball Coaches Association poll. As for Frankfurt, they are number 5, despite the Wildcats beating Clifton Clyde on the road. Clifton Clyde, who last week was ranked number 2 in the rankings. So I'm not quite sure what the thought process is behind that, but Centralia, they move up to number 3 after last week, after the Twin Valley League tournament. They won the whole thing, but they didn't move up. But now, I think they're just a week late getting Centralia up in the rankings. They are the highest-ranked TBL team in Class 1A-D1. Well, they defeated Hanover, Donovan West, Valley Heights, and Clifton Clyde to get to the championship. Well, actually, the Hanover game was last Friday, but the previous three were in the TBL tournament. And they're going to have to play Donovan West, Valley Heights, and Clifton Clyde again later on this season. Centralia has a lot of work to do if they want to get away with a league championship. They have 4 games versus the top 6 teams in the league, and those top 6 teams are the teams that legitimately have a chance to win the TBL this season. Now, looking at the rankings now, the standings, mentioned that Frankfurt, Centralia tied for first place. Wildcats 6-1. The Panthers are 5-0. Moving further down the standings, though, Hanover is in 3rd. They're a half game back at 6-2. But Clifton Clyde, Valley Heights, and Donovan West are all tied for 4th. Clifton Clyde and Valley Heights are 4-1, and Donovan West is 5-2. But looking at the remaining schedules for those top 6 teams as to who possibly has an advantage, the most difficult schedule, arguably, is Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde still has to host Donovan West, go to Hanover, Valley Heights, and Centralia. Second most difficult, you could argue, is Centralia. They have to host Frankfurt, then go to Valley Heights on the 9th, and then they have Donovan West and Clifton Clyde at home. As for Donovan West, I would argue they have the 3rd most difficult schedule at Clifton Clyde. Tonight, they're at home against Hanover on the 9th, and then they host, rather than they're on the road, at Centralia on the 12th. And then the 4th most difficult is Valley Heights, with just 2 games versus those top 6 teams, being Centralia and Clifton Clyde at home. Hanover, I would say they have the 2nd easiest, with Clifton Clyde at home and Donovan West on the road. And Frankfurt, well, Frankfurt, this is their final game amongst teams against in the top 6. So this is almost it for them. They just have to cruise the rest of the way. If they can get a win here tonight, that would be an extravagant victory. You know, put them on a very good trajectory to finish first place in the Twin Valley League standings, because they still have to play Troy and Axel. But after that, you have to face some of the teams that are kind of in the lower portion of the Twin Valley League. And if they can take care of business, especially here tonight, they could end up with just one loss in league play and win the league. I would certainly think one loss would be good enough to win the league. But, however, I mean, Australia could run the table too, but it's going to be a much more difficult road with those 4 games against the top 6 teams in the league. So it's going to be a challenge no matter what, and there's no easy games in this league. Even those teams that are, quote-unquote, in the bottom of the league, like Troy, Axel, Washington County, Lynn. I mean, Lynn is currently in 10th place. They were ranked before the Twin Valley League tournament in Class 182. They were ranked number 10 in the entire state, and they are in 10th place in the league. So that gives you an idea of how difficult this league is. Axel, one of their best teams they've had in decades. They have their best finish in the Twin Valley League tournament that they've had in decades. Washington County is no pushover either. They're 7-7, right in the middle of their sub-state standings. And Troy, they're in seventh place. They're 6-7, but they have one of the top 10 scores in the entire state, regardless of classification, in Harper Weststein. So this is no pushover, no matter who you face. Blue Valley, Randolph as well, they're a pretty feisty team. And Onega, they're 0-7 and 1-12. But I tell you what, you put Onega in any of these other areas across the state, in southeast Kansas, southwest Kansas, northwest Kansas, with their size, they do have some good guard play. They certainly would be able to be a lot more competitive in those areas, but it's unfortunate for them that they have to be in easily the most difficult league in the entire state. And it is definitely more difficult to win the league than it is to win state, because we had two state champions a year ago in this league, with Jonathan West and Hanover. All right, let's step aside for a couple minutes. We have our national anthem here on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Centralia won the tip, and we are underway. We take a look at the starters, Tatum Kramer, Owen Dieters, as well as Core Thompson, Tava Gibbs, and Hayden Kramer for the Panthers. Switching up a little bit, they've been experimenting, putting some of their younger players in the starting lineup. Dieters from the short corner, fouled, and one. Are they saying it was on the floor? No, they're going to count it. First, it was waved off. They're going to call it an in-one for Owen Dieters. As for Frankfurt, they will start Sydney Watt, Breely Ebert, as well as Emma Hardwick, Hattie Gross, and Lexi Dollinghouse. That foul went against Hattie Gross, and that is big. Hattie Gross, their leading scorer, two of the top scorers in the entire state. Owen Dieters and Hattie Gross, as the free throw is no good for Dieters. Rebound hauled in by Breely Ebert of Frankfurt. So first offensive possession here for the Wildcats. Entering this game, 11, make that 12-2, 6-1 in league play. Centralia 5-0 and 11-1. First touch for Sydney Wapp in the post. Spins to the inside. His foul going up and shot off the left side. No good, which he'll go to the line to shoot two. Sydney Wapp, as well as Emma Hardwick, have battled concussion this season. Sydney Wapp getting it kind of at the beginning of the season. And for Emma Hardwick, that was against the regular season game against Hanover. And she suffered through the TBL tournament, missed the first two games and played in the place game, as the first free throw for Sydney Wapp is good. And head coach Brian Ebert saying that Sydney Wapp is getting almost all the way there. Emma Hardwick, kind of the same thing. Both free throws are good for Wapp, and it's 2-2 here early. Asked about the overall health of their players for Frankfurt, said 90-95% healthy are the Frankfurt Wildcats, and that's a lot better than they were a month ago. Dieters, the pass to the near side wing, Court Thompson, ball over her head. Dieters gets it right back. 1 minute into this first quarter. Now she'll dribble back, and Frankfurt, they are currently in a, what looks to be a man-to-man defense to start things out. Stop the key catch for Tatum Kramer, driving on Hattie Gross to the left side to stop near the elbow. Here's the back over Dieters. Good defense from the Wildcats so far this drive. And here's a fadeaway step back three. No good for Dieters. Offensive rebound is good on the putback for Cora Thompson. Her first basket of the game. Averaging just a hair under 3 points a game is, or under 4 points a game is Cora Thompson. Averaging over four rebounds per game, though. Cindy Wobb with it. Lob inside is too tall for Alexi Dollinghouse. Good job by Dieters to not let Dollinghouse get the pass and try to save it. And it'll be a turnover to Centralia. Well, they are led by Owen Dieters, averaging 19.3 points per game, as well as six rebounds, which leads the team. Also has 3.9 assists per game, and it's really a fantastic job of taking care of the basketball, averaging just a little over three turnovers per game. So has a positive assist-to-turnover ratio this season, is shooting very efficiently. Here's a long three. It's good for Hayden Kramer. Splashdown time for Hayden, and that will make it 7-2. And the Panthers are off to an early start. Here's a pass that is deflected into the hands of Sidney Woff, and a whistle, an offensive foul against the Wildcats. And Centralia will get it right back as Sidney Woff picks up her first personal foul. Second team foul is Patty Gross picked up one earlier. So 5:40 to go, first quarter. Dieters signals for Tava Gibbs to come set a screen. And Kramer hands it right back to Dieters. Talk about the freshman for this Centralia team, how good this team is going to be for a long time. But Josie Haber came coming off the bench too, as well as Hayden Kramer and Tava Gibbs, all freshmen, all valuable contributors to this ball club. And here is a slash on the arm, and it'll be a personal foul for Breely Ebert. And that will send, no, won't send Dieters to the free throw line. It'll be a foul on the floor. So that'd be the 13th foul already against the Wildcats. So two more until they're in the double bonus for this quarter. 7-2 Panthers. Lob is to Cora Thompson. Gives Tatum Kramer. Thought about the long three. Now dribbles to her right. She'll hand it back to Hayden Kramer. Gibbs working the high post. Kramer sets a screen for his sister. Pass to the near side corner. Cora Thompson drives baseline. Stopped by Sidney Walk. Kick it out. Kramer drives to her left. Gets bumped by Breely Ebert. No foul called. Pass too hot for Cora Thompson through her hands into Sidney Wop's arms for Frankfurt. They get a turnover. Gross brings it up. She hasn't had an opportunity to score yet for Frankfurt tonight. Here's Wop with it. Baseball pass. It's too tall for Alexi Dollinghouse. That's another Frankfurt turnover. Josie Haberkamp checking in for the first time for Centralia, as well as Tori Kuckelman. Gibbs to the bench, as well as Tatum Kramer. This is a Panthers team that goes very deep. Mentioned the youth mixed in with the experience. They have just one senior, that being Tori Kuckelman. So the fact that this Centralia team is 5-0 right now is really remarkable. Here's a pull-up jumper that's no good. A little bit too strong this time for Cora Thompson. Fight for the rebound. It'll be a jump ball. Hattie Gross thought she had it before the jump ball was called, as Tori Kuckelman had her hands on it for Centralia. Possession arrow favors the Wildcat. City Wamp comes to the bench. First time tonight we see Ashlyn Dollinghouse. So the two Dollinghouse sisters on the floor at the same time here. 4.5 to go, first quarter, 7-2 Centralia. Hardwick gets bumped. I'll hand it off to Breely Ebert. Good defense by Hayden Kramer. Face guarding Hattie Gross, and going the opposite way, a whistle and a foul on the floor against Centralia. That'll be the second team foul charged against Centralia. And that one goes to Tori Kuckelman. That'll be your first. Inbound for Hardwick. Bounce pass to Jennifer Gross. It's deflected by Kramer out of bounds. Once again, a nice defensive play by the freshman. And it will stay with Frankfurt. Low formation on the inbound. Once again, Hardwick the inbounder. Thing screens down low, but they'll just lob it out high to Ashton Dollinghouse. Just Gross in the corner. Pass fake to the near side, and she'll put it on the floor. Here's Hardwick with it. Fended loosely by Josie Haberkamp. She'll give it to the near side for Hardwick. Pass fake baseline, crossbow pass far side. Ashton Dollinghouse trying a three in the corner, far side, no good. Rebound Josie Haberkamp of Centralia. The Dieters will bring it up the near side. The junior guard from for All-State a couple of times in her career already. Surely on her way for a third All-State nod. As here's a fadeaway, no good as she goes to her right for Josie Haberkamp. Rebound for Ashton Dollinghouse of the Wildcats. Hardwick across half court, the starting point guard for the Wildcats. Gross gets it, far side wing. Still trying to get her first basket of the night. Here's a little floater. She fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. So 13th foul for Centralia. Both teams with threes. That one goes to Hayden Kramer, her first. Eddie Gross, an effective free throw shooter and just overall shooter, shooting 71.7% from the free throw line, as that one is good. Hattie is averaging 17.9 points per game, and she is the 8th best scorer in Class 181. As for you wondering where Owen Dieters is in that ranking, she is 6th. 3:32 left to go here in this first quarter. 7-3, make it 7-4 after both free throws for Hattie Gross are pure. So no field goal makes yet for Frankfurt, just a couple of free throws made each from Sydney Wop and Hattie Gross. Pass for Dieters from Kruckelman, who tried to drive from baseline. Dieters is going to try to drive baseline. She gets stopped by Alexi Dollinghouse and kicks the wraparound pass to her teammate, Isabel Haberkamp. Hayden Kramer drives to her left, gets bumped, to whistle, offensive foul over her shoulder, and the freshman for Centralia, now with her second, she ran right through Breely Ebert. It was 3:12 left to go, a chance possibly for Frankfurt to tie the game. As for Hayden Kramer, she will come to the bench. Josie Haberkamp is right back in. In trouble is Ebert. She bounces, passes it to the far side, short corner. That's going to be an offensive foul. Let's see, Dollinghouse with a shove. It is getting physical early. Both teams with four fouls apiece. And both teams are in now in the double bonus for the remaining 2:58 in this first quarter. 7-4 Centralia. Battle for first place here in the Twin Valley League. Frankfurt 6-1. Centralia 5-0. Teams tied atop coming into tonight. Crossover dribble, hand back, Emma Hardwick defending. Here's a lob up high for Josie Haberkamp, deflected into the hands of Isabel Haberkamp. Off the backboard and good. Off one Haberkamp to another. And Isabel Haberkamp with her first basket of the game. And it's 9-4 Centralia. Hardwick pass to the far side corner. Ashton Dollinghouse drives baseline on Dieters. It's stopped there. Kick to the near side corner, Ebert. Defended by Haberkamp, that being Josie Haberkamp. Driving right, Ebert thought about the three, now hands off. Gross tries left side, drive, lane, good, off the glass. Kind of aggressiveness you'd expect from Hattie Gross. She gets her first field goal and Frankfurt's first field goal of the game. It's 9-6. Dieters is now going to try to respond by driving left side. That is blocked by Hardwick, but they're going to get her with a personal. That will send her to the free throw line either way because that is the 5th foul against the Wildcats. As for Owen Dieters, she averages 68.7% from the free throw line. She averages just a hair under 7 free throw attempts per game. That one is good. Dieters with 3 points early on. That was her second free throw attempt of this contest so far. She's very efficient shooting here this season, as that one is good. On the year, shooting 40.1%, and she's averaging 15.2 field goal attempts per game. That is outstanding for a guard of her caliber. Here's a drive pull-up jumper. Hattie Gross, 15-footer, no good. Fight for the rebound, and a jump ball is going to be called as Josie Haberkamp wrestling with Lexi Dollinghouse, and Josie Haberkamp, I think, got hit in the face there. I mean, the possession arrow favors the Panthers. So Centralia gets the stop with 1:53 to go in the first, 11-6 Panthers. Peters rings up the far side. She'll be defended by Emma Hardwick as Frankfurt falls into a 3-2 zone here. Three for Dieters. That is no good from straight away. Offensive rebound, Isabel Haberkamp. Tries now that pass to Dieters to kick it out, but it's too far wide of the target, and it'll be out of bounds to Frankfurt. Sydney Wop checks back in. She'll come in for Lexi Dollinghouse. And now a substitution will bring Tana Stoll into the game for the first time tonight, the efficient three-point shooter for the Wildcats. And Ashlyn Dollinghouse will come to the bench. Now a late substitution, another one. Next up for Centralia is Tava Gibbs, the freshman forward back in for Centralia, coming in for the other freshman forward, Josie Haberkamp. Man-to-man defense for the Panthers. Here's a handoff. Ebert will take the handoff to Stoll. Now she'll check pass it to her from the top of the key. The far side wing for Hardwick, all over her head. Now to the near side. Driving right is Hardwick. Picking out, breaking apart, and that was Ebert. Now Hardwick with it. Driving kick. Stoll, one dribble. Now we'll get it to the top of the key. Good defense by Centralia here this possession. 1:15 to go first quarter. Hand off. Gross. The leading score goes to work. 17.7 points per game. Nice underhand dish to Wop. Has a nice spin move to the inside. Shot is no good off the glass, though. Rebound Isabel Haberkamp. Peters on the outlet, looking to push the issue. Come up the near side. Driving. Wraparound pass. That is too hot for Tava Gibbs. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Tana Stoll. She forced it out to Sydney Wop with 55 seconds left in the quarter. Hardwick now pushing for Frankfurt. Near side wing. Three ball on the way for Hardwick. Too strong. Rebound. Tava gives up Centralia. Fast pace here in this first quarter. 45 seconds left to go. Beaters with it. Goes to the top of the key. She'll be defended by Emma Hardwick. Back in the man-to-man defense for Frankfurt. Nice dish on the give and go to Tava Gibbs, and she's fouled going up. Beautiful little lob pass from Owen Beaters. Now foul will go against Tana Stoll, her first. So Gibbs to the free throw line, shooting 63.6% from the cherry stripe. Very solid for the freshman forward. And she is the second leading scorer, averaging 8.4 points per game. Is a little bit too strong this time, though, for Tava. First time tonight we see defensive specialist Melena Becker. She'll check in for Owen Dieters. What a year she's had on the defensive side of the basketball for head coach Seth Thompson. One free throw for Gibbs. It's on its way, and that one is here. Her first point of the ball game, averaging just a hair under 8.5 points per game on the season, shooting 43.5% on the floor. 36 seconds left for Frankfurt. They trail 12-6 here in Centralia with someone reaching. And that will send Riley Edwards to the free throw line. And for Tava Gibbs, that'll be her, or actually, correction, that's going to be Tori Kuckelman's second personal foul. They're going to get Gibbs on that one, but they get it to Tori Kuckelman. And Dieters now comes right back in as they'll do the offense for defense substitution with Dieters and Becker most likely. But actually, no, it's going to be, I think this is Kuckelman, this is her second personal foul. The first free throw for Ebert is good. Her first point of this ball game. Only one free throw make here this evening so far for the Wildcats, but they're hanging right with them. And that free throw is good. Rattled around a bit. They're 6-for-6 from the free throw line. It's 12-8. 27 seconds left for the Panthers. Trying to get a three-possession lead before the first quarter comes to a close. Peters lobs it to the near side corner for Caden Kramer. Defended by a couple defenders. Lob it up for Gibbs. That's deflected. But into her hand. Blanth is no good, though, with 10 seconds left. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Dieters. 8 seconds left for the guard. She's going to dribble. Tries a three. It's short. 5 seconds left. Rebound. Caden Kramer with 3 seconds. Dribbles it off of the of her own foot, they're going to say. And Frankfurt basketball with 2.8 seconds left to go. And Australia is going to bring some pressure to make sure they don't get a decent shot off here. It goes to Gross with 1 second, not even going to try a shot here. And that is the end of the quarter. 12-8 Centralia after 8 minutes of action. It's set aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
KMZA.
Just one field goal make in the first quarter for Centralia, or maybe beg your pardon, for Frankfurt. And the Wildcats trail on the road 12-8 here in Centralia. The second quarter is back underway with the Wildcats getting the first possession. 4 points for Owen Dieters and 4 for Hattie Gross, the 2 leading scorers for their respective clubs. High post catch for Sydney Wap on the far side elbow, kicks it to the top of the key. Gross handed off near side corner. Hardwick. And now a offensive foul and a legal screen is going to be called by Lexi Dollinghouse. And that's going to be her second personal foul. And Frankfurt might have to size down a little bit with Dollinghouse now with 2 fouls. Or are they going to leave her in for a little bit here? Looks like they are going to leave her in. And head coach Brian Ebert is perplexed on that call. Peters brings it up. And we got the screen. It's Josie Aberkamp from the high post. Far side corner where the catch is Gibbs. Caden Kramer thought about the 17-footer, now puts it on the floor. Near side wing catch. Feeders goes to work. Dribbles with her left hand. Off the dribble, fade away, no good, falling to her left. Rebound by Hattie Gross to Frankfurt. Outlet Hardwick looking to push. 2-on-1 for Wap. Nice dish, and she is fouled going up. Beautiful pass from Wap, from Gross to Wap, and she's fouled going up. And two free throws are coming up for Cindy Roth, as that foul will go against Owen Dieters. That is her first. First free throw for the senior forward is off the right side of the rim and no good. That is the first miss from the charity stripe of the game for Frankfurt. They went 6-for-6 from the free throw line in the first quarter. It's the reason why they're in this game right now. Very physical first quarter of action as the second free throw falls through. And she is now 3-for-4. Back to a one-possession deficit for Frankfurt. Centralia trying to get it back to a two-possession lead as the ball is in the far side corner. And Frankfurt's now in a 1-3-1 zone. High post catch, Core Thompson trying to pass it to the corner. Nobody was there. Somehow it gets to the hands of Josie Haberkamp. Shot is blocked, though. Rebound by Wop. And a wraparound pass to Hardwick. Full court pass up ahead near side wing for Ebert. She's going to try a three. Close up from Core Thompson. It is good. And Breely Ebert makes the second field goal of the game for the Wildcats. Their first three-point field goal. And we are tied 12-12. Peters dribbles to the near side corner. Lob it inside for Haberkamp. Working with the right side block. Falling away. Shot no good for the freshman. Rebound City Wop. Hardwick, another full court pass up ahead to Ebert. It is stripped out of bounds by Owen Dieters. Fantastic defense by Dieters. You talk about the defense from the junior guard from Centralia. How about 5.8 steals per game for Owen Dieters? That is just absurd levels of defense from the junior. She does it on all facets of the basketball court. Inbound to Gross. Pull-up jumper no good. Off the catch from 12 feet. Rebound Tava Gibbs. She's averaging a very solid 8.4 points per game for Centralia. Here's lob to the near side corner. Kramer, ball overhead, lob pass, top of the key, catch. First time of the game we see Keelan Rempe, far side wing. Dieters drives middle, gets past the center, gets slumped hard. And she'll go to the line to shoot two, and that is against Lexi Dollinghouse. That's going to be her third. And it will be. So three personal fouls for Lexi Dollinghouse, and she for sure will be sitting out for the rest of this first half with 6:02 remaining in the second quarter. And the second team foul against Frankfurt. That one's off the right side. No good for Dieters from the free throw line. So Ashlyn Dollinghouse will check back in. Dieters just 2-for-4 from the free throw line tonight. Gives Centralia the lead right back here with this one, and she does. Much more palatable 3-for-5. First point of the quarter for Centralia. It's 13-12. Gross across half court. Centralia bringing a little bit of pressure in the backcourt. Pass partially deflected, but caught by Ebert from the near side elbow. Hardwick finds Swap in the corner, gives it right back to her. Coming inside the lane to make catches. Gross, fadeaway jumper, no good. 6 feet off the left side. Rebound Josie Haber, came up Centralia. 5:40 to go, first half. Dieters brings up the near side. Pass deflected, but into the corner. Kramer drives baseline. Gets bumped in, a whistle on a blocking foul is called, as much to the dismay of the Frankfurt fans on the opposite side of the court. And that was a good call. Was not head-on collision, as that foul will go against Ashlyn Dollinghouse as her first, team's third. Dieters, the inbounder, lob it up for Gibbs. Kick it out to Dieters, far side corner. Head fake, jab step, dribbles towards the right. Back towards the middle. And now we'll pass it to the far side for Rempe. Looking inside for Gibbs, can't find her, so puts him the floor once before giving it up to Tatum Kramer. Gibbs will drive from 17 feet out, spins to the inside. That's blocked, though, by Sydney Wapp. Rebound Josie Haberkamp. That's poked away by Emma Hardwick out of bounds. It'll stay with the Panthers. That's a little spin move there by the freshman. Couldn't pay it off with a basket. Out of bounds to Centralia, 5:12 to go. Dieters once again the inbounder. Bounce pass to Gibbs from the far side block. Kicks up Dieters, open three. And that one halfway down, popping out of there. No three-point baskets made yet. Actually, I think that back in Kramer made one early in the first quarter. It's 13-12. Centralia still on top by one. Far side corner catch, Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Dribble towards the middle. Hands it off to Hattie Gross. Good defense from Tatum Kramer. Dribbles to her right. Hands it off. That's intercepted by Tatum, by Owen Dieters. Here she comes at the left side. And she will shoot it off the backboard and good. And Owen Dieters, with her second field goal make of the game, she has 7. Australia back up by 3. Gross dribbles to her left. Pass deflected, but into the hands of Ashlyn Dollinghouse. To Hardwick, now far side for Ebert. Looking inside for Wapp, can't find her. To Hardwick, now to the near side for Hattie Gross. Has a wide open three, and now it is cash money. We are tied once again. Not going to miss that one. And she shoots 33.3% from beyond the arc and nails that one there. And timeout is called. You won't take it as well. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. 15-15 our score. 4:23 to go in the second quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
Patty Gross and Owen Dieters each with 7 points to start out this one. It's been a physical battle here so far as both teams were in the double bonus in the first quarter. It's 3 fouls against Frankfurt here in the second quarter as well. 4:23 left to go second quarter. Frankfurt versus Centralia. 15-15 our score. Wildcats enter the contest 6-1 in league play. As for the Panthers, they are 5-0 and they are tied atop the Twin Valley League, the heavily contested Twin Valley League. And we are back underway. By the way, Hanover, they are a half game out. They have a non-league game tonight against Republic County. And then you have three teams tied for fourth place as well. Kick to the near side wing. Driving baseline is Kramer. Hands off for Thompson, but she was out of bounds and didn't fully establish herself back in bounds before she caught the basketball. And a turnover to the Wildcats, and they have a chance to get a lead right here on this possession. 4:05 to go. Centralia brings pressure before half court. And the pass is lobbed to Everett across. See half court line. Bounce pass, far side corner, Watt. Pass fake. It gets in the air, bounce pass, cutting across the paint and making the catch. She's Emma Hardwick, and she's fouled going up, and she'll shoot two. Emma Hardwick, their third leading scorer, averaging 6.2 points per game. First free throw is left short. She shoots 61.9% from the free throw line on the season. Hardwick has not found the bottom of the net just yet here tonight. On its way, and there it is. Her first point of the ball game. As mentioned for our broadcast, has dealt with a concussion that kept her out for most of the Twin Valley League tournament. Still trying to recover from that a little bit. Same with Sydney Wop, who had a concussion at the very beginning of the season. He missed a few ball games. Now this Frankfurt team is starting to really come around. A nice pass from Dieters down low, and a block-to-block pass from Tatum Kramer to Cora Thompson. A shot blocked up into the rebound. Gibbs throws one up underneath the basket. Didn't have an angle. A shot no good. Rebound Brealey Ebert of Frankfurt. Wildcats with a 16-15 lead. Here is Hardwick with the ball. Pass to the near side corner. And Gross with it now on the far side wing. A long two. And that is good. But was just on the line. So it's a two-point basket. But she now has nine. It's 18-15 Frankfurt. Dieters, bounce pass near side corner, Keelan Rempe, dribbles to the wing, trying to get around Emma Hardwick, fantastic defense by Hardwick, lob for Gibbs, from the near side elbow, kicks to Dieters, she'll try a three, far side wing, that is pure! And Owen Dieters with her first three-pointer of the ball game, she now has 10, and we are tied 18-18, pass across half court to Ebert, she gets past Dieters, drives, shot no good, it was deflected, and the put back up by Sydney Wop is also no good, loose. And Hattie Gross is fouled down low underneath. And a reach in is going to be called on Tava Gibbs. That'll be the third team foul against Centralia. And for Tava, that is going to be her second personal foul. 2:36 left to go here in this first half. Gibbs is staying in the ballgame. Inbound from Hardwick to Everett, far side corner to Gross, top of the key. Then by Rempe, near side catch. Donghouse going to try a three. That's too strong for Ashlyn. A long rebound for Keelan Rempe of Centralia. Push up ahead to Dieters across half court on the far side. Trying to break this 18-18 tie. Here's Rempe with it. She thought about the three, but holds on to it. Dieters, she'll try the three. Far side wing. That is good. Dieters with 13. She has 9 in this quarter. Panthers back up by 3. 2:05 to go here in the first half. Gross from the top of the key. Far side wing. Catch, three on the way, and that's on the side of the backboard. A shot by Ebert, rebound by Keelan Rempe of Centralia. Might have been partially deflected, but I'm not quite sure. Venture pass inside, Jose Haberkamp, the freshman, Squillis tonight kicks it out. Dieters is going to try a fadeaway, going to her left. That was no good off the heel. Tipped up in the air by Gibbs, and it's going to be a foul against the freshman for Centralia. And then it's going to be her third, and that is a massive call. Fourth team foul. For the Panthers as well. And Isabella Haverkamp will check in for Tava Gibbs. We'll likely not see her until the second half. With 1:45 to go here in the second quarter, 21-18 Centralia. Dollinghouse stopped before half court, gives it to Emma Hardwick. She gets stopped by a double team, she gets right back to Dollinghouse because they are across half court. 90 seconds left in the half. Kick it out to Gross. She'll try to tie it up once again. That one too strong. And rebound by Owen Dieters of Centralia. Looking to push it herself. Up the near side. Baseball pass far side. Keenan Rempe with it from the wing. Pass deflected by Hattie Gross. Right back into the hands of Rempe. Still alive momentarily. Pass goes back towards half court towards Dieters. Dribbles towards the middle. And they'll reset here with 1:15 to go here in the second. A wide open down low with Cora Thompson. Far side block. She's still going up and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Beautiful pass from Owen Dieters. From the near side wing to the far side block. And the foul is committed by Greeley Ebert. That is her second. Mentioned how physical this game has been so far. Three fouls for Lexi Dollinghouse for Frankfurt. Two for Greeley Ebert. And for Centralia, three for Tava Gibbs. And the first free throw for Thompson is no good. The three for Gibbs and two apiece for Tori Kuckelman and Hayden Kramer. Hayden Kramer has missed most of this first half, even though she started the game. As that free throw is good. So Cora Thompson goes 1 for 2. Her first free throw make of the evening. She has 3 points now. And Tatum Kramer will check in for the Panthers. And checking in for Frankfurt for the first time is Macy Watt. She's spotted over there on the far side wing. Her sister Sydney giving her some instructions here. Near side wing, Gross with it. Gives it to Ashton Dollinghouse to Gross. Trying to look inside for Watt. As Centralia in a zone here. Macy Wap will give it to her sister. Cindy goes to work from the near side short corner. Bounce back, or dribble, and lays it up and in. I think Cindy just said, give it to me, and I'll take care of the rest. And it's 22-20. Centralia still on top by two with 42 seconds left here in the first half. Peters gets the screen, goes to her left from Josie Haverkamp. Stop, thought about the three, defended by Cindy Wap. Gave up her dribble, in trouble, and she'll hand it back towards Tatum Kramer. Dribbles to her right, bounce past high post. Isabel Haverkamp. Now, bounce pass, far side. Josie Haverkamp goes to work. In trouble, kicks it out. Hayden Kramer thought about the three. Instead, holds on to it. Drives left side. Stop from the elbow, far side. Defended by Hardwick. 20 seconds left. Kicks it out, far side corner, Josie Haverkamp. And he'll give it to the top, Hayden Kramer. Thought about the three once again. Nice closeout by him, Hardwick of Frankfurt. Peters dribbles to her right. And now into a double team. An offensive foul is called. Oh, man, I don't know about that. There was just some incidental contact by Owen Peters. Not really any extension of the forearm, but they get her with the second personal foul, and she'll come to the bench. And Keelan Rempe will check back in with 10.2 seconds left. One more opportunity for Frankfurt and Tyre to take the lead before the end of the half. Here we go, inbound Hardwick. Near side corner catch. Entry pass to Sydney Walk for the block. She is swatted out of there by Josie Haverkamp. 5 seconds left, Keelan Rempe. Now it's loose on the floor, and 2 seconds left, and a fire off the backboard. It's no good for Emma Hardwick at the buzzer. It's squirted out to her, and that is how the quarter comes to a close. 22-20, Centralia on top by a pair in the battle for first place in the Twin Valley League. We'll step aside for a few minutes. And coming up next, it's your halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus?
Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
All right, halftime here in Centralia. As they lead here at home, 22-20 over the Frankfort Wildcats here on your halftime report, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Well, breaking down how this one has transpired so far, it's been incredibly physical, to say the least. In Frankfort, right out of the gate, they struggled offensively, getting a shot to fall as they only made one field goal in that entire first quarter. However, they still hung with Centralia, and they trailed 12-8. And that was thanks to the team going 6-for-6 from the free throw line. In the second quarter, Owen Dieters got hot. She made a couple of three-pointers and had 9 points in the frame and had all three of the team's field goal makes in the period. Hattie Gross also kept Frankfort alive in the second quarter as well with a couple of field goal makes to boot. And that is how we got here so far as we take a look at the individual stats here in the first half, starting off with Frankfort. 9 points for Hattie Gross, 5 in the second quarter and 4 in the opening frame. 5 points apiece for Sydney Wapp and Brealey Ebert, as Ebert made a three-pointer in the second quarter. And a free throw for Emma Hardwick. And as for Centralia, leading the way with 13 points, as Owen Dieters mentioned, the pair of three-pointers she made in the second quarter. She also had 4 points in the first quarter. Also 3 points apiece for Hayden Kramer and Cora Thompson, as well as 2 points for Isabel Haverkamp and a free throw from Tava Gibbs. So with the physicality brought some foul trouble for both teams. 3 fouls for Lexi Dollinghouse. She went scoreless in the first half. Also 3 fouls for Tava Gibbs. As you mentioned, she didn't have any field goal makes. Hayden Kramer, Tori Kuckelman, and Owen Dieters all with 2 personal fouls, even though the last one for Owen Dieters was a bit controversial. She was charged with an offensive foul for quote-unquote pushing off when she kind of got bumped into. I don't know if that was a great call, but either way, she has 2 personal fouls going into the second half. Also, Brealey Ebert with 2 personal fouls for the Wildcats as well, but mentioned that she is currently at 5 points for the Wildcats. Here in our halftime show, once again brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Our score at the break is Centralia 22 and Frankfort 20. We'll be back here in just a couple minutes. We'll have some scores from around the area here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here on your halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. 22-20, Centralia leading at home against Frankfort, battle for first place in the Twin Valley League. Looking at some scores around the area, first off, inside the league, after one quarter of action, a big-time game, Clifton Clyde currently leads Dante West, make that 18-10. Also, a halftime score, also in the TVL, Troy leading Lynn, 33-11. Elsewhere, Atchison falls to Casey Sumner, 33-25, in the Northeast Kansas League. Morehill Mountain Academy leading Jefferson County North, 25-23, a big one there in the NEKL as well. Those are your scoring updates brought to you by Hull House Auto House in Fairview. When it's time to update your vehicle, how many Hull House vehicles have you seen today? HullHouseAutoHouse.com. Those just joining us, 13 points for Owen Dieters, a pair of three-pointers in the second quarter, and 9 points in the frame. As for Hattie Gross, 9 points for her with 5 points in the second quarter and four in the first quarter. So it's been all about the physicality and the fouling for both teams and getting to the keys for the second half. Well, first off, I think for both, just saying that avoid foul trouble will be kind of a cop-out, but for Centralia, as for the defensive side, trying to get better interior defense. It's been difficult tonight with Josie Haverkamp kind of struggling a little bit. Same as Hayden Kramer. She hasn't been on the floor for very much because of foul trouble. She's trying to stop Sydney Wapp down low, who has done a fantastic job of getting fouled, getting to the free throw line. She's 3-for-4 from the charity stripe and made a field goal as well. So for the Panthers, it's defending the interior. As for the Wildcats and their keys the second half, I would say play better defense on Owen Dieters, but the defense really hasn't been that bad against Owen Dieters. He's just been making some really difficult shots, so don't let anybody else on the team get into a rhythm and try to make somebody else beat you, because that has been one thing that Centralia has kind of struggled with this season, is getting that second score, getting into a rhythm. They do have Tava Gibbs, Josie Haverkamp, Hayden Kramer, they're three freshmen, but sometimes they can play like freshmen, and they have, unfortunately for Centralia, they have, but they are leading by two, despite all of this. And that really says a lot about the Centralia team as they're back underway, the fact that they haven't really had their best game here, and they are winning against a team that's tied with them in first place. They didn't play a great first half of basketball. Here's Kramer from the top of the key, goes to her right, from the wing, it stops, it's over dribble, defended heavily by Hardwick, underhands it to Hayden Kramer, dribbles towards the corner, dribbles to the elbow, stop there. Looking for Dieters, can't find her. Trying to find her sister, and she does get it to her, but the pass is too wide. Was deflected? No. It'll be a turnover to the Wildcats. Right out of the gate, Frankfort, a chance to tie or take the lead. So for Frankfort, it's going to be Gross, Hardwick, Wapp, Lexi Dollinghouse, and Everts on the court. Far side corner, Ashton Dollinghouse. Lexi Dollinghouse having that pass deflected. Court Thompson, Tatum and Hayden Kramer. Tava Gibbs, Owen Dieters in for Centralia to start the half. Inbound to Hardwick. Pass the near side of wing to Ever. Wapp working the interior. Gross cuts from the far side to the near side of wing. Makes the catch and gives it Dollinghouse. Gets it right back. Going to try a three. Gets hit on the way down. That's no good off the backboard. Long rebound. Tava Gibbs near side short corner. Outlet to Dieters far side. 1 minute gone here in the third quarter. No score in this frame just yet. Peters holds on to it, retreats to the corner. Entry pass to Kramer. A little bit of a shove, nothing called. Maybe it might have been an offensive foul. And a nice pass for Gibbs. She lays it up and in. First field goal make of the game for Tata Gibbs. She has three. It's 24-20. Drive baseline. Gross. In the middle of the paint. Pass to Wappen. She lays it up and in from straight away. Centralia has to defend her better here in the second half, but not a great start for Centralia defending her. She has seven. Here's Eaters. Off the dribble. No good. Rebound for Emma Hardwick. Outlet pass up ahead to Gross. Cross half court. Drives left side. Stops. Fires. Six-footer. That's no good. The rebound secured underneath the rim by Gibbs. Peters calling for Cora Thompson to look for the ball, and she does not, and she'll hold on to it instead. Peters still dribbling. Now we'll give it up to Hayden Kramer. She'll dribble to the middle from the near side. Gives up her dribble. Now far side to Hayden Kramer. Enter pass inside. Peters working the post on Hattie Gross. Runs it to Hattie and brother Sydney Watson, and she's fouled. Wop thought that she played clean defense there, but they're going to get her with the personal. That'll be her second. The Peters will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She is 3 for 5 from the charity stripe so far here this evening. As mentioned, just shy of 62% on the season. The first one is good. That makes it 14 points on the game for Owen Dieter so far, as that second one is good. She had 31 points in their quarterfinal win over Jonathan West in the TVL tournament, where she went 12 of 18 from the free throw line. Gets back deflected by Hayden Kramer, but her follow through all the way down hit Emma Hardwick, and they'll get her with the personal, and that's going to be her third. That foul was committed before half court. And head coach Dustin Thompson is going to leave her in the ballgame. 5:55 to go, third quarter, 26-22 Panthers. Here's Everett in trouble. Bounce pass near side to wing. Gross. In the big corner, Dollinghouse. Right back to Gross. Top of the key catch, Everett. Back to Gross. It is a zone defense for Centralia working around the perimeter. High pass, high post catch for Gross is out of her hands and deflected, stolen away by Centralia, excuse me. Drive to Kramer Mill, pulls up 13-footer, and that one was deflected. No, it was not. Air balls, what the call is. And he'll go to Frankfurt. A few Centralia fans thinking that was deflected. Centralia once again bringing the pressure before half court. The three girls right near half court, and Hardwick will dribble across the midcourt line. Looks like corner catch Everett gives it to Hardwick, far side wing. Defended by Hayden Kramer, dribbles towards the middle. In the lane, kicks it out. Three ball on the way. Lexi Dollinghouse. That one's no good off the heel. Long rebound, loose on the floor. This will be a jump ball, possession arrow, Frankfurt. Two possession lead for the Panthers still. And Josie Haverkamp will check in. Coming in for Cora Thompson. Only 6 total points in the opening 3 or so minutes. Here's the inbound to the near corner. 3 on the way for Addie Gross. Too strong. And that hit the top of the backboard. It didn't go over. They're going to give the ball to Centralia. That ball didn't go over the backboard, but they're just giving them the ball. Head coach Brian Everett's like, that's not what the rule is, but we play on. Owen Dieters will give it to the high post, near side elbow to Josie Haverkamp before kicking it right back out. Catch for Hayden Kramer, screen to get her open. We'll try 3 straight away. That's no good. Play was executed well, but couldn't get the shot to go. Rebound for Lexi Dollinghouse. Ella goes to Sydney Whopper, pass backwards towards Hardwick, was deflected. And trying to get Gibbs to commit a foul. Heads up play by Hardwick, but Gibbs is going to avoid it. Gross far side wing, back to Hardwick, top of the key. What about the 3? Now gives it to the near side. Everett's going to try a 3. That's way off the mark. Rebound Eaters. Catch on the run from underneath the basket. Head of steam, looking head up. Nobody was there. Jump stop, far side. Shot off the glass, no good. Tipped up in the air. Gibbs catches the near side short corner. Picking out to Tatum Kramer. Have a chance for the Panthers. Beers enter pass. Josie Haverkamp on the floor. Loses it. Picks back up. Shot from straight away. It's no good, but she's fouled. And she will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. This strong post presence that time by the freshman forward, Josie Haverkamp. And that foul was committed by Sydney Wapp, and that is her third. That is big. We'll see if they leave her in for the time being, with 4:11 still to go here in this third quarter. Haverkamp lets it fly, and that one rattles out, no good. Haverkamp is still scoreless on the day. Been a rough day for her. Just want to have one go through the rim right here, just to see it. Isabel Haberkamp will check in if she makes this one. And she will. It is good. And she will come in for Tava Gibbs. Centralia has outscored Frankfurt here in this quarter 5-2. And it's 27-22, Centralia. Halfway through this third quarter, nice pass back by Harvick. Has the lane to drive. Layup is too strong on the backboard. Rebound, Gross. Sure try from the right side. That one is too strong. And a whistle and a foul on the floor. And that one will go against the Panthers. That one goes against Tatum Kramer, her first. Both teams now with two fouls in the period. With 3:56 to go. Inbound, far side corner. Stoll's going to try a three. Open. They leave her open. It was always halfway down. Popped out of there. Rebound, Josie Haberkamp of Centralia. Outlet to Peters. Brings up the near side, looking to drive middle. Now goes to her right, defended by Gross. Now double team in the corner, far side. Gets around the double team. Nice scoop pass to Isabel Haberkamp, and her tripper is good from 12 feet out. Beautiful maneuvering through traffic for Owen Peters. There's a reason why she's one of the best in the state. And it's 29-22, their largest lead of the game. Everett from the near side wing, the top of the key for Hardwick. Right back to Everett. She's going to drive baseline. Stop gets bumped in a foul called a blocking foul against Josie Haberkamp. She didn't move her feet. She gets her feet planted. And the freshman picks up her first and 13th foul. And Everett will go to the line to shoot two with 3:23 remaining here in the third quarter. They could really use the free throws here as they trail by their largest deficit of the ball game. And the first one on its way is good. She's got six now. Back to a two-possession ball game. Second one on its way. That one is no good. Rebound, Peters. She is now 3-for-4 from the free throw line. Peters from the near side, defended by Gross. She'll drive left. Stops in the lane. Jump. Good. Coast to coast goes Peters for her first field goal. And a half-court pass up ahead to Stoll. She'll kick it back to Hardwick as Owen Peters now with 17 points. Kicks in the near side corner. Driving baseline. Ebert's shot gets bumped by Haberkamp. Rebound, Peters off the side of the backboards where the shot landed. 3 minutes to go in the quarter. 31-23 Centralia. Peters goes to her left. It's bumped by Gross. Just outside the paint on the near side. Kicks it out, and a timeout is called before Haber can't put up a three. It was no good. And it will be a break for the time being for 30 seconds, and we will take it as well. 31-23 Centralia here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Centralia with a 9-3 run in the first 6-plus minutes out of the halftime break, and they lead Frankfurt 31-23. Panthers with the basketball. Here's Rempe with it, top of the key, near side wing catch for Isabel Haberkamp. And she'll fire it up. That one's no good, a little too strong. Offensive rebound, and it'll be a jump ball. It's picked up by Kenneth Solo. Get her hands in there. Josie Haberkamp had it for a split second. Jump ball will stay with Centralia. Panthers coming into this one 5-0. Frankfurt 6-1. They are tied in first place in the Twin Valley League. Peters trying to find somebody open on the inbound. She finds Hayden Kramer from the top of the key. Drives right on Hardwick. She slips and falls, but loose on the floor. Picked up by Emma Hardwick. Going the other way are the Wildcats. 2:20 to go here in the quarter. Near side of the corner. Stoll gives it to Ashland Dollinghouse. Right back to Stoll near side corner. Centralia 2-3 zone. Dollinghouse driving kick to Stoll for three, and she's fouled afterwards. And she'll get three free throws, and it is no good. There was a contact like that on a three-pointer earlier in the second quarter that wasn't called, but they call it this time, and this time she falls to the ground. And with 2:08 to go, Tana Stoll is in line to shoot three. Big free throws coming up here for her. First one on the way is good. One of the many seniors on this roster. In fact, there are six of them, including Hattie Gross, Lexi Dollinghouse, Caitlin Combs, as well as Tana Stoll, Emma Hardwick, and Sydney Wapp. Compared to Centralia's just one senior. Second free throw for Stoll is good. So 2 for 2. She gets one more. Frankfurt has been shooting the free throw ball very well. Second one on the way. That one is no good. They are 11 for 15 now from the charity stripe as a team. 31-25 in favor of Centralia. 2 minutes to go exactly here in this third quarter. Peters with it, far side wing, wrapper up past far side corner. Tatum Kramer, entered pass inside, is intercepted by Ashton Dolling. Out is hit for Cora Thompson. Here comes Hardwick, a chance to box and make this a one possession game once again. Gross with it, far side wing. The corner, Dallinghouse, trying to make it a three-point game. That one's no good. It's short. Rebound, Cora Thompson. He was going to reach in against Ashton Dallinghouse. And she is absolutely befuddled by that call. And that will be her second. With 1:38 to go in the third. Peters from the near side, giving it to Keelan Rempe, now to Tatum Kramer. Josie Abrahams sends a screen for her to drive baseline. She goes the opposite way, though, and stops the free throw line. So Rempe drives baseline for the near side wing. It stops from the short corner to Tana Stoll. She gets bumped up and called. Now it passes to Tatum Kramer from the near side wing. 1:15 to go. Stop the speed of Peters. So the sewer right. Defended by Gross. Screened by Thompson. Drives baseline. Around Gross. Can't get past her. It stops from the short corner. In trouble. Baseball pass near side wing. Tough pass to Tatum Kramer. She drives. Stops to the block. She is down and one. What a time for Tatum Kramer to get her first points of the ball game, and in one to get them back up by three possessions. And that is the 14th foul, both teams with four apiece, and that foul against Emma Hardwick is her second. 1 minute exactly to go here in this third. Free throw for Kramer is good. So Tatum Kramer with her first points of the game. 34-25, bust half court, pass to Emma Hardwick. She's double-teamed to Gross. In the corner, Stoll thought about it. Now she'll give it out. Gross will drive middle from the left side. She lost it, but it goes to Dollinghouse, and she'll kick it out. Harder with it, back out to Dollinghouse, and try another three. Mr. Last one, this one also no good. Off the heel, rebound Owen Dieters of Centralia. 40 seconds left here in the quarter. Across half court, trying to get their largest lead of the game, which currently sits at 9. Hattie Gross loosely defending her with 30 seconds to go from the half-court circle. Surveys her options as all four of her teammates are down on the bottom of the court. Going to her right, it stops, now goes again. Behind the back dribble, and is fouled on the floor by Hattie Gross to try to reach in, and she holds her head as she goes to her feet. And for Hattie, that is her second personal. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. Dieters, as mentioned, 5 for 7 from the free throw line tonight. 20.1 seconds left. First one on the way, good. Points for Dieters. The officials meet her Tucker jersey in before shooting the second free throw here. First double-digit lead for either team here. 35-25. Second one on its way. Good. So she has made her last 5 free throws now. And Melena Becker back in for the Panthers. Coming in for Owen Dieters. The offense for defense swap. 20 seconds left for Frankfurt. She'll hand it off to Stoll. Thought about the three. He'll now drive right side. Jump stop just outside the block, and it is good. And Tana Stoll with her first points of the game. It's their second field goal make. 8 seconds now for Centralia. Tana Kramer from the far side wing. That was 4 seconds left. Kicks it out. There's the Evercamp. That shot's blocked by Sydney Waffle and a rebound by Ashton Collingham. That is how the quarter comes to a close. Centralia wanted a foul. Not going to get it, though. 36-27, our score after three quarters. And we'll go for a 1 minute break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Sufa Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Owen Dieter's added 6 more points in that quarter. She has 19 as Centralia leads Frankfurt 36-27 as the fourth quarter begins with Frankfurt getting the ball first. Hattie Gross kicks to the far side corner. Ashley Dollinghouse will try another one. That one is also no good. She has missed all three of her attempts here tonight. And Centralia a big-time stop to start this fourth quarter. Dieter's dribbles to the near side wing to the top of the key for Hayden Kramer. Thought about the three, now drives on the stole. Shot off the glass is no good, but she's fouled and she'll go to the line to shoot two. So in that quarter for Frankfurt in the third quarter, they made just 2 field goal makes, and much reminiscent of their first quarter offensive production is they made just 1 field goal make. However, Frankfurt was bailed out by some fouls. They went 6-for-6 from the free throw line in the first quarter, and they kept that kept them in the game as the free throw off the right side, no good for Kramer. Hayden scored a 3-point basket in the first quarter. And head coach Ryan Ebert saying that it should have been against Emma Hardwick instead, but not going to get the call. He is not happy about that, but either way, second free throw on its way is good for Kramer. So her first point since the first quarter. So foul trouble for the Wildcats include Lexi Dollinghouse and Sydney Watt with 3 apiece. And a layup and in for Hattie Gross. Nice pass inside. And Hattie Gross with her first field goal since the second quarter. And she now has 11 points. Entry pass to Josie Everkamp. Kicks it out to Tatum Kramer. So Hayden Kramer is going to try a long three. That one is a little bit short. Offensive rebound. And Gibbs pushed it behind by Ashton Dollinghouse. And then it's her third. seconds into this fourth quarter. 37-29 Centralia. And Tana Stoll will exit. And so will Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Ridley Ebert. Lexi Dollinghouse in. Enter Vast Knight 5 for Tatum. Kramer coming off a screen and lays it up and in. And Kramer now with 5, all of which coming here in the second half. It's 39-29. Near side corner catch for Lexi Dollinghouse. Dribbling to the middle is Hattie Gross. The stop in the free throw line. Spins the inside, kicks it out. Ridley Ebert thought about the 3. And puts it on the floor, dribbles to the near side. Hit it out to Gross. 3 on the way. Good from the near side wing for Hattie Gross. Needed that one desperately. And she has 14 back to a 7-point deficit for Frankfurt. It is a 60-second timeout. And we will step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMZA.
Centralia leads Frankfurt at home 39-32 with 6:43 left to go in the ballgame. Area scores include Hiawatha beating Perry the Compton 38-37. Also, Troy defeats Lynn 57-37. Valley Heights defeats Axel 59-21. Also, Nemaha Central, oh wow, a close one. They defeat Holton by 2, 37-31. Also, Royal Valley defeats Sabetha 61-38 is your scoring updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Centralia with the ball out of the break. They lead by 7. Hayden Kramer to Hayden Kramer, top of the key. Lob pass, high post. Josie Haberkamp dribbles to her left and kicks it out to Gibbs. The whistle and 3 seconds in the lane is called against Haberkamp. Something that's not called too often, but when officials really key in on it, it's something that could be called a lot more often. Cross half court, Gross to the near side of wing, defended by Dieters. They look to the middle now with her left. Is stopped from 13 feet out in trouble. Underhanded to Sydney Watts from the top of the key. Now Gross gets it back with 6:10 to go. Driving left side in the lane. Kicks it out. Wide open three. Really Ebert far side corner. Good! big time three bucket there from Riley Ebert. She has 9. It is a 4-point game. It was a 1-point and 11-point game. Gross knocking down a basket, and now Riley Ebert with sort of foul going up on Owen Dieters, and she'll go to the line to shoot 2. Next response by Centralia. Oh, no, they're going to say that was on the floor. That is going to be the 4th team foul regardless. It will be the double bonus the rest of the way. Meanwhile, Centralia hasn't committed a single foul here in this 4th quarter. Well, correction, actually, I think they're just saying that was the 3rd team foul, beg your pardon, but that is the 3rd foul against Hattie Gross. And down far side corner, Owen Dieters with it now. Defended by Hattie Gross. Drives left side in the lane. Shot over a couple defenders. No good. Pit foot right to tip again for Labus. No good. Tipped up in the air to Owen Dieters. From 3 feet out, she just throws it up trying to get a foul call, and she kicks it. I don't even think she was really trying to make that, just trying to get the call, and she was successful. And now, for the rest of the way, they will be in the double bonus. And that is big, because that is Hattie Gross's 4th personal foul. She has 14 points on the game. And we will see what head coach Brian Ebert does here. They're going to leave her in. First free throw, Owen Dieters is short. No good. Prior to that attempt, she had made her last 5 in a row. She is now 7 of 10 from the charity stripe. 19 points for Dieters. Make it 20. 20 points for Owen Dieters. Patty Gross will stay in the ballgame for the Wildcats. 4 personal fouls for her. The first person with 4 fouls for either team. 5:34 to go. 40-35 Centralia. Bit of a run here for the Wildcats. Near side corner catch, Lexi Dollinghouse. Circles to her left. Kicks out. Near side corner, Hardwick. Drives baseline. Underneath. Kicks out. Wraparound pass to Ebert. She'll drive middle. Jump stop. Kick it out to Gross. She'll now drive left side. Pull up jumper. 12-footer. That's off the right side. No good. Rebound to Brady Ebert. Underneath the basket. She'll bring it out to the corner. She'll drive baseline now against Cedars, and she's fouled on the floor. And that will be, again, just the first foul of the entire quarter for the Panthers. And that one goes against Tava Gibbs, and that is her 4th personal foul. And they will go a little bit smaller as Hayden Kramer will check in for Tava Gibbs. Centralia does have more length than Frankfurt with their starters. Here's the lob in to Lexi Dollinghouse. It looks like she traveled. Nothing called, though. Far side wing with it for Tava Gibbs. To Hardwick, looking inside, lobbing it for Sydney Watt. That's off her hands. Some pressure deflected by Isla Haverkamp and into the hands of Hayden Kramer. Here come the Panthers, leading by 5 with 5 minutes to play. Dieters signals for Hayden Kramer to clear out. She does just that. Drives right. Pass to Kramer. On the run. Floater. No good. Too strong. Offensive rebound. And shot up by Core Thompson. No good, but she is fouled. And that is the 5th team foul. And that one will go against Lexi Dollinghouse. And that is her 4th. With 4:44 to go. First free throw. Too strong. No good for Cora Thompson. 3 points for her night. Made a 2-point field goal in the first quarter. Made a free throw in the second quarter. Second one's on the way. That one is also no good. Rebound, Emma Hardwick. She's now 1-for-4 from the free throw line tonight. Still a 2-possession game. Far side wing for Addie Gross. Oh, nice fake out. Got Dieters on her ice skate. 3-ball is good. Oh, my goodness. Addie Gross, are you kidding me with that move? And that makes it a 2-point ball game. 40-38. Timeout called. We'll be back here in 30 seconds. 40-38. 4:32 to play. Don't go anywhere here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Centralia had a lead as large as 10. That has been shrunk down to just 2 thanks to a pair of threes here in this quarter from Hattie Gross and another one from Briley Ebert, including a fantastic one right before the break where Hattie Gross put Owen Dieters on ice skates. It'll be Centralia basketball in this battle for first place in the Twin Valley League. This matchup has been all that we expected and more. Peters brings it up for the Panthers. She has 20 points on the night. Goes to her right, hands it off. Hayden Kramer from the middle. Drives left. Flips it up. No foul called. Rebound Frankfurt. Going the other way. They don't have numbers. Everett by herself. Going to drive regardless. And she'll bounce it out to Hattie Gross. Far side wing, Hattie Gross. Big part, Emma Hardwick. Shot floater, no good. Offensive rebound underneath the basket for Sydney Watt. She'll kick it out to Breeley Ebert, and she'll drive middle. Lost it, out of bounds to Centralia, off of her leg. I think Breeley Ebert thought that it was off of Centralia. And Josie Haberkamp will check in for Isabel Haberkamp. Halfway through this fourth quarter now. Here comes Dieters. Just one field goal make here in the second half. Josie Haberkamp, top of the key. Ball overhead, looking for something to do with it. Hayden Kramer lobs it into Dieter. She's double-teamed. Drives baseline. Gets around Hardwick. Kicks it out near side wing. Three ball, Hayden Kramer. Good! And the freshman buries it. For the second three ball of the game, she has seven. A big-time three-pointer for Centralia. And they now lead by five. And a time that is called with 3:38 left to go. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
43-38, our score here in Centralia as the Panthers lead at home against Frankfurt. What a fun one here. As mentioned, 43-38. 3:38 left to go in our contest. And it is Frankfurt basketball. They'll be with Lexi Donghouse, Emma Hardwick, Hattie Gross, Riley Ebert, and Finney Wapp in for Centralia. They have Tatum Kramer, Owen Dieters, Cord Thompson, Josie Haberkamp, and Hayden Kramer. Bringing on the half-court press. To shy half-court is Hardwick. Pass across half-court to Lexi Donghouse. High post catch through the hands of Sydney Wapa into the hands of Hattie Gross. Kick it out to the corner. Three ball, Breeley Ebert. Short, no good. Gets her own miss. It's tipped out of bounds. And they're going to say his last touch by Frankfurt, and it'll go to Centralia. And I don't know. It looked like Ebert had the ball in her hands. It was poked out by Centralia, but they give the ball to the Panthers regardless. Dieters brings it up. She'll go to the far side of the corner for Thompson. To Dieters from the wing. Looking inside. Instead of giving it to Hayden Kramer. Top of the key. High ball sketch. Haberkamp. Kicks out near side wing. Tatum Kramer now with it. Defended by Hattie Gross. Nice backdoor cut by Cora Thompson. Far side. But nice recovery. She'll kick it out of there. Owen Dieters looking inside for Josie Haberkamp. Gives it to her. Inside. Shot over a couple defenders. Throws it off the right side. Gets her on the second try. That one is too strong. Rebound for Lexi Dollinghouse. My goodness. Fast paced action. In this CBL showdown, Hardwick can't hit it off to Riley Ebert. She stopped. Now she'll lob it up to her near half court. 2:40 left to go. 43-38 Centralia. Ebert for Frankfurt on the near side wing. Hands it back to Gross. Jab step going to her left. Defended by Dieters. Best on best. Gross, what do you got? Kick it out. And Lexi Dollinghouse will give it right back. Patty Gross and reach in and foul. No, indeed, she got her hand. That is her third and just the second team foul. And Ashlyn Dollinghouse will check in for the Wildcat. Who will she come in for? She'll come in for Breeley Ebert. And correction, that was actually Dieter's fourth personal foul. It was one shy on that mark, and that is huge. So both Hattie Gross and Owen Dieters, the two leading scorers for both of the respective teams, with four personal fouls. Curl screen to get Gross open from the far side wing on the inbound. Gives up her dribble, hands it off. Dollinghouse dribbles to her right. Bounces it. Emma Hardwick, she drives right side, jump stop, shut over. Josie Haberkamp is no good, but she's fouled. And a chance to Frankfurt, chance for Frankfurt to get back within one possession here. As Josie Haberkamp commits her second personal. 2:15 left in the ball game, still 43-38. First free throw for Hardwick. Good. She has no field goal makes today. She's got a pair of free throw makes. She's 2 for 3. Second one trying to make it a one possession game. She's got it. 43-40 now our score. 2:10 remaining. Peters brings it up. Defended by Hardwick. Crossover dribble. Goes to her left. Lob it up inside. Nice find for Josie Hammerkamp. She lays it in. Her first field goal of the game. She has 3 2 minutes to go. 45-40. Centralia trying to get back on defense. Frankfurt trying to take advantage. They cannot. Here's Lob with it. Here's Lob inside for Gross. Gets around a defender. Shut up off the glass. It's good. Nice maneuver. Going to her left. More defense inside that time by Centralia. And Hattie Gross has gone off here in this fourth quarter. She has 10 points in the frame and 19 on the ball game. And a timeout is called by Frankfurt. 1:48 left to go. 45-42 Panthers. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
This one coming down to the wire. Hope you stay with us for a while. 1:48 remaining. 45-42 Centralia leading Frankfurt. Winner gets solo first place in the Twin Valley League for the time being, with still a few weeks left to play. And this is a huge game for both teams, but for Frankfurt, this is their final game versus teams in the top half of the standings. As for Centralia, they still have three more games to get the top half of the league. Things get interesting down the stretch. Here we go. Centralia with the basketball, up by just three. Far side corner gives with it, ball over her head. Defended loosely by Lexi Dongyao. Gives it to Hayden Kramer. Entry pass inside Josie Hammerkamp. Power dribble. Goes to her right. A whistle and a travel. She would have jumped off of 2 feet. It wouldn't have been a travel, but she went off of one leg. And the call. 90 seconds left now, exactly in this one. Chance for the Wildcats to tie it with a three ball. They have knocked down three threes in this quarter. Here's Sydney Wop with it. Defended by Josie Hammerkamp from the perimeter. Trying to find somebody to give it to. Gets Hardwick. Drives right side. Baseline. Underneath the basket. Trips and falls. Thrown away to Hayden Kramer. Gets the steal. And she dribbled it off of whose foot? Her own, maybe her own foot. And a late call. They're going to give it to Centralia. Frankfurt fans not happy with the call. Cora Thompson checking in for Centralia. So is Tatum Kramer. David Gibbs, Keelan Rempe will come to the bench. 1:08 to go. Huge possession for both teams here. For Centralia, a chance to get a two-possession lead. For Centralia, you get a stop chance, another chance to tie. Peters to the baseline with 1 minute to go. Tatum Kramer, top of the key, dribbles right, defended by Ever. Pushes off a little bit, nothing called. Out to Dieters. Ball over her head, defended by Hardwick. Screen from Haverkamp goes to her left. Peters dribbles to the near side corner. Double team gets bumped. In trouble. Gives up a dribble to Tatum Kramer. 43 seconds left to go in the ballgame. Tatum Kramer is now defended heavily by Hattie Gross. Now a timeout is called by head coach Seth Thompson. A wise decision, because Australia was starting to get a little bit dangerous with some of those passes there. 38.5 seconds left here in this one. And again, a 30-second timeout. Once again, looking at the remaining schedule for Centralia, I mentioned that they have three more games from the top teams in the league. So on the 6th, they are at Hanover. That is this Friday. And then next Friday, they're at Valley Heights. I'm looking at Clifton Flight. I apologize. Let's go through that again. So next Tuesday, Centralia is at Valley Heights. Then the following, that's on Friday, on the 12th, they're hosting Donovan West. And then they finish up the season. Oh, hold on. I got my days mixed up here. Let's try this one last time. So next Friday, February 9th, Centralia is at Valley Heights. Then on the 12th, which is a Monday, they host Donovan West. They finish up their season on that Friday, on the 16th, against Clifton Clyde. So there you go. I finally got that right. It's back underway. Centralia with the ball. Dieters lost it momentarily. She throws it up. Nothing called. She was bumped a little bit. But a turnover. Lure missed shot either way to Frankfurt. Here's Gross, far side wing. 23 seconds left in the ballgame. Down by three. Step back. Got about the three. Holds onto it, though. Hands it off. Long out. 20 seconds. Drives. Bounce pass. Near side wing. Everett open for three. Short. No good. A rebound. Tatum Kramer up Centralia. And she's fouled with 13 seconds left. Oh, an open look for Breely Everett. but she couldn't cash it in. And with 13 seconds left, the fourth foul from Sydney Wapp, and that will send Hayden Kramer to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throw for Kramer is no good. Kramer now 1-for-2 from the free throw line. She has 5 points on the ball game. Had an and one in the third quarter. Made another field goal here in the fourth quarter. A timeout's going to be called by Frankfurt to give Kramer some extra time to think about the second free throw with 13 seconds left, 45-42. And what a ball game this one has been. Hey, just a reminder, our post-game show is coming up next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. And then after our post-game show, be sure to stay tuned as we have our Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Jake and Boz recap all the scores around the area. We'll have recaps as well as some valuable insight, and I do mean that. It is very valuable insight if you want to know what's going on with all the leagues in the area. We've got people calling in who have been watching the games around the area. Some great stuff going on with the High School Scoreboard Show brought to you by Community National Bank. Again, coming up after this one concludes here on KMZA. You can also listen to it on KMZA and on KAIR if you'd like to as well. We're online at our website, mscsports.net. 13 seconds left to go, 45-42. Second free throw here for Kaden Kramer, trying to give them a two-possession lead once again. It's on its way. Good! Clutch free throw to get them back up by two possessions. Here come the Wildcats. Far side wing three on the way. That one's too strong. Rebound Haverkamp. 7 seconds left. And fouled. And that will almost all but do it. 5.4 seconds left. A clutch free throw from Tatum Kramer. And now a free throw is coming up for Josie Haverkamp. Josie Haverkamp, 1-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. First free throw is good. Made one field goal in this ball game. You love to see that if your head coach, Dustin Thompson, even a player who hasn't had their best night, still able to contribute in key moments down the stretch. Second one's on its way. No good this time. Rebound Frankfurt, 4 seconds left, 47-42. Three ball at the buzzer for Groves, and that is it. No good. And Centralia holds on, and they are still undefeated in Twin Valley League play. They improved to 6-0. And as for their overall record, they're now 12-1, as they are on a 12-game winning streak. As for Frankfurt, their 5-game winning streak is snapped. They fall to 6-2 and a tie for second place with Hanover in the league and 12-3 in the regular season. But as mentioned, Frankfurt, that's their final game against the top half of the league. We'll see how things play out. We're going to be back here in just a few minutes with our Be Outdoors our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
That's your Monday through Friday, Kyle.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599 Land. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist.
You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Final score in the girls' game. Centralia holds on at home 47-42 here on our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Well, the second half, Centralia started with a 9-3 run in the first 6-plus minutes. Frankfurt didn't have a very good third quarter offensively, making just 2 field goals. In the fourth quarter, Centralia got their lead as large as 10, but Frankfurt made 3 threes with a couple from Patty Gross and one from Riley Ebert to cut their deficit down to 2. But from there, a clutch free throw from Tatum Kramer with 13 seconds left, and that was after a missed three-pointer by Riley Ebert that was open, had a chance to tie it, but a clutch free throw put them up by 2 points, or excuse me, beg your pardon, by 2 possessions for Tatum Kramer to give Centralia the win, and they are now 6-0 in league play and in solo first in the TBL. Well, we'll take a look at our point totals from this one, starting off with the team that was just short in this one. That's Frankfurt. Hattie Gross finished with 19 points, including 10 in the fourth quarter. Also 9 points for Breely Ebert as well. 7 points for Sydney Wop, 3 points for Emma Hardwick, and 2 apiece for Tana Stoll. And, miswrote, I believe, a couple free throws on there. I'll have to find out where those free throws went, but either way, that is Frankfurt. As for Centralia, leading the way in scoring with 20 points is Owen Dieters. She had 19 points in the first 3 quarters, including 9 in the second quarter and 6 more in the third quarter. She is your player of the game, and that is brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. In Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. So after her, their second leading scorer of the game was Tatum Kramer. She had a couple of threes in this one to finish with 7 points, as well as a free throw. 6 points for Tatum Kramer, 4 apiece for Isabel Haberkamp and Josie Haberkamp, and 3 apiece for Cora Thompson and Tava Gibbs. So once again, Australia improves to 6-0 in league play and 12-1 on the regular season. As for Frankfurt, they fall to 5-2. They're now a game out of first place, and they are 12-3 on the regular season. Got the boys' game coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll be back here, coming up next, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.